In this video, you'll see how to deploy a universal driver to a target device or computer with Visual Studio 2015 and WDK version 10. Typically, when you test and debug a driver, the debugger and driver run on separate computers or devices. The computer that runs the debugger is called the host computer, and the computer that runs the driver is called the target computer. The target computer is also called the test computer. So far, you've used Visual Studio to build a driver on the host computer. Now, you need to configure a target computer for driver deployment and testing. Then, you can deploy, install, load, and debug your driver. Now, you're ready to provision the target computer from the host computer in Visual Studio. On the host computer, on the driver menu, choose Test, and then choose Configure Devices. Click Add New Device. The process for configuring a mobile device is slightly different than for configuring a desktop. For desktop computers, you must run a configuration script on the target before provisioning it. For mobile devices, that step is not needed. In this case, let's configure a MinoBoard Max device. Enter the name of your device target, choose the device type, in this case it's a mobile device, and then choose the device from the list. Choose Provision Device and choose Debugger Settings, and click Next. Select a type of debugging connection and enter the required parameters. If the device is connected directly to the host computer, use the AutoNet address. However, if the device is connected through a network switch, use the DHCP address instead. Then click Next. The provisioning process may take several minutes and may automatically reboot the computer. When the provisioning is complete, click Finish. If you are deploying a driver to a mobile device, you will need to add a package file to your project. WDK10 includes PKGGen, a tool that generates package files. You run the tool in Visual Studio when you build your driver. Do the following. To add the package file, right-click the driver project and choose Add, New Item, and in the Windows Driver category, choose Package Manifest. Visual Studio automatically adds a file called package.pkg.xml to your driver project. You can right-click the file and choose Properties to verify that the item type is PKGGen, then click OK. Right-click the package file and choose Properties. Under Configuration Properties, open the PackageGen node and change the version number to any value you like. Note that this value cannot be zero. Save your work and confirm that Visual Studio is running as administrator. Finally, build your driver. Visual Studio links against the required libraries and generates a cat file, an inf file, and a driver binary. Once you have provisioned the target computer, phone, tablet, or IoT device, and created the deployment package, you can deploy the driver. Let's set the target device for deploying the driver. In the Solution Explorer window, right-click the driver project and choose Properties. Go to Configuration Properties, Driver Install, Deployment. Select the name of the computer, phone, or IoT device that is configured for testing and debugging. In this case, it is our MinoBoard Max device. And choose SPKG Install. Click OK. On the Debug menu, choose Start Debugging or press F5 on the keyboard. This builds the project and deploys the driver to the test computer. Visual Studio first shows progress in the output window, and then it opens the Debugger Immediate window and continues to show progress. Wait until your driver has been deployed, installed and loaded on the target computer. This might take a minute or two. You can confirm that the driver has been deployed and loaded by using the Visual Studio Debugger. In this case, I am reloading symbols, and we will query for the driver we just installed. The driver has been loaded.